This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Books can be an effective detour from some of the serious reality in the world right now. But some people who write for a living are also finding their creativity challenged. T.R. Reagan is a best-selling fiction writer who lives in Sacramento. The T is for Teresa. And her latest thriller, titled Don't Make a Sound, was released last week. We talked by phone yesterday. Our conversation is today's uplift. And this might surprise you because the theme of her new novel is quite dark. It's about childhood sexual abuse themes and situations. And Teresa was also in the midst of writing the next book when COVID-19 arrived. So hang in there. There's a lot in this conversation to look up to.
Writing in this time has been really tough for me. It's hard to be creative when it feels like the world is crumbling around me. So it's been really tough to stay focused. But I don't have a choice because I had a deadline where I had to turn in another book by June 1st and also have the release of this newest one. So I don't know how I did it, but somehow I got through it. And the main thing is, I just keep on writing, kind of put headphones on and white noise in the background and keep on going.
So you're practicing escapism, obviously, to do your job, but don't you think that's why people turn to your books, too? I mean, these are thrillers with really intricate stories.
Yeah, escapism for me, I read every single night. It just helps prevent burnout and it keeps me from overly stressing. You know, I understand on the other hand, too much escapism could prevent me from doing the hard work and taking action. Finding that right balance is really helpful.
How did this begin for you? Because you had a career as a legal secretary.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, wonderful, weird journey. But I, in fact, had my first experience with escapism when I was pregnant with my fourth child. I was 33 years old, and I was on leave of absence from work, and my sister handed me a romance novel. And oh my God, when I finished the last page, the escapism was unreal. I get chills thinking about it right now. It took me to another time, another place, away from laundry and endless chores. And that's when I knew I wanted to write a book. That same day I started writing, and my first book took me 5 years to write, but I found my passion. It's a strange time, and just nothing was going to make me stop. I signed with agents. I joined Romance Writers of America. I signed with my first agent maybe 6 or 7 years into my writing career, if you can call it that. A lot of people called it a hobby at the time. But I wasn't going to give up, and I thought, this is it. I signed with an agent. I'm going to be published. But that's not how it worked. The rejections started flying in, and different little things kept me motivated, like winning awards in unpublished contests with RWA. And then I read about another writer. She started writing thrillers instead of romance. And I thought, oh, I'm going to try that. And my characters were all strong-willed women, and they were survivors, not victims. And it was really great. And that's where I found my voice and the genre that I wanted to write in.
You said that it was therapeutic, and this latest novel, Don't Make a Sound, is really intense in the field of sexual abuse and really uncovering and confronting one's past. But you have strong sisters in this book. You come from a family of five girls, I think, and that sister bond is really powerful in terms of your women's lives. How do you spend time focused on the characteristics of a strong woman and who you want to put out there as a protagonist or even a role model?
Yeah, that's what the interesting thing is. All of my protagonists refuse to be victims, and all of my stories are about them overcoming whatever it is. I think that's why the readers that stick with me, they also are survivors, you know, just like my protagonist. And they want to see justice prevail. And they know my characters have good hearts. And my protagonist will do anything to protect those they love. And so in the end, that's really what it's about. They can be dark, gripping, fast-paced novels, but in the end, it's about the heroine who really wants to do the right thing.
What number book did you just turn in? You said you had a deadline of June 1st.
So I wanted to go back to, I wrote for those 20 years. I never stopped writing. I thought about quitting. And then finally, in 2011, I self-published two of my romance novels, and I sold thousands of books. But it was when I self-published my first thriller, I sold hundreds of thousands. And that's when publishers who had rejected me previously on my romance novels, they started coming after me. And I went with Amazon's Thomas and Mercer, their mystery and thriller imprint. I went with them because they think outside of the box, and they had never rejected me before. And so it's been amazing. I thought, okay, I've sold hundreds of thousands. Let's see how you can do. And since then, I've sold over 3 million books. And that was my 16th book that I just turned in.
Wow,
so
congratulations.
Over the last 7 or 8 years.
Did you have that vision or inkling when you were little that someday you could be a writer, or you wanted to be a writer? Was there any foreshadowing of this?
You know, looking back, I always loved to write. I was the type of person, I would write history papers and other papers for other students if they asked me, because I just loved it so much. So I always loved writing, and I wrote a lot of like those angst-filled poems during my teenage years. So I always loved to write, but I never once thought about being a writer until I read that first romance novel. It was weird. It was like, yeah, this is it. And it's been, and it was an immediate passion. I can't even explain it.
Hmm. So the Sawyer Brooks character that's in the latest book, Don't Make a Sound, is the next book you turned in. It's the next in the series, correct?
The first of the series is Don't Make a Sound, and that one's out now. And that's with Sawyer Brooks, and she has two sisters.
Right.
And really why I wanted to write about three sisters, like you said, there's five of us girls, no boys in my family. And if you talk to all of my sisters and you talk about our childhood, we all see it differently, and it's always been very strange to me. But then I did see a show where three or four girls in the same family, unfortunately, had been abused. And none of the sisters thought the other one had been abused. Mm. And that sparked that's why I wrote this story. I wanted to write about how each sister handles it differently. Each sister sees it differently. And yet they all come out stronger in the end. But it's really interesting to me.
We talked in this conversation about the times that we're in, and a book like this, I guess, could be very difficult for some people, maybe even triggering. On the other hand, when you get immersed in the story, you might also find yourself being able to completely close off in that escapism way what's happening in the outside world. I think I just want to acknowledge that some themes can be very, very hard in the times we're in.
Definitely. And I sadly didn't even see that coming as I was writing this, because I do focus on the protagonist being stronger in the end. And I do try to write realistic. I try to stay away from being too graphic. But like I said, they are dark and gritty. But I always hope to inspire and give my readers hope that for a better future, no matter what their story is, that they can come out stronger. And and that's what I go for.
So I think there's been a lot of uplift in this conversation, but let's wrap it up, Teresa, with that incentive to really pursue something that might take a long time and might involve a lot of rejection. But even in these difficult times, I think there's a lot of opportunity for change and possibility in everyone's life. And it sounds like you could be a pretty good coach in that respect.
Well, thank you. I do say, if no matter what your dream is, never give up. I mean, to me, I had a passion. I found my passion. Maybe I was lucky to find my passion. But I think more than anything, perseverance and I was so determined to teach my kids whatever you set out to do. If you stick with it, if you don't give up, if you believe in yourself, that's what I would tell listeners out there, no matter what their dream. My advice would be never give up. And mostly always believe in yourself, because there's so many naysayers and people saying, well, you know, that's never going to happen. How are you going to do that? You have to believe in yourself. If you won't, who will? You have to. So, and if I can do it, anyone out there can do it.
Teresa, thank you so much. It's been great to meet you by phone and hopefully someday in person.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you for having me, Beth. It's been so nice talking to you.
Mostly, she said, always believe in yourself. And I think those are good words to end the hour on. T.R. Reagan lives and writes in Sacramento. Her latest novel, which was just released this month, is titled Don't Make a Sound. We'll post a link to her website with much more information. She's posted a lot of pictures, too. It's all at capradio.org/insight. So that's Insight for today. There is no press conference at noon from Governor Newsom, but be sure to catch special local coverage with Randall White and the team at 3:30 today. And take care. Stay aware. We're going to be back with another live show tomorrow.